get it. Okay. Let's begin the Masechta again. Yitzias HaShabbos, Shtayim Shem Arba Bifnim, Shtayim Shem Arba Bachutz. Rashi points out that we are relating Yitzias HaShabbos to the world of Hamotzi Mirashus L'Rashus. Namely, we're relating to the 39th of the 39 Avos Malachos that are counted on the Ayin Gimel. Now we're going to see the Pirtei Pratim of this Malacha of Hotzah. Comes along the Riva and asks a very, very powerful question. Hiksha Riva in the first Tosfos, the Dine Hotzah Shabbos Ha'ilol L'Shanos Gabi Avos Malachos Achar Perek Klal Gadol L'Kaman. What in the world is this Mishnah doing at the beginning of the Masechta? That it belongs in Masechta Shabbos is no question. But we have a Yesh Seder LaMishnah. We have a Mishnah that starts off with Zriya and Harisha v'chulei, and the Gemara explains each of them in its place, and that's where we should have this Mishnah later on after Masechta Shabbos. Because if we'll take this Mishnah out of the equation, then Masechta Shabbos fits into this beautiful sequential order. What's the sequence of Masechta Shabbos leaving off this Mishnah? Where do we begin with? Erev Shabbos. Then we move over to with Lo Yitzi HaChayot and Lo Yishra. And then we move over to B'me Madlikin. And Dvorim Shosim HaMachashecha, B'me Tomnim. And then we move a little over into the night. And then B'me HaYisha Yotzei Simen B'Heimayot. And then we move, in other words, everything is nice. And we find such an order in Maseches Yuma. We find such an order in Maseches Psachim. For those of you who are in Shulchan Aruch, where else do we find such an order? The tour in the Shulchan Aruch. This is Orach Chaim Chelak Aleph. This is Orach Chaim Chelak Gimel. That's how the Mechaber learns Hilchos Shabbos. Starts off with Erev Shabbos. That's why it's so hard to learn Hilchos Bishul. Because first he deals with all the dinim Drabana, Hatmana, and Shehiyah, and Reish and Gimel. And then in Shin Yud Ches he gets to Bishul Daraisa. And your 50-50 Simanim breaking between one and the other. But there's an order. Who are din? Those are learning Yoredeya. First we shecht an animal. Then we check it for trefos. Then we're Moleach the meat. And then what happens if this meat falls into milk? We have Hilchos Basav HaChalav. Once already we have all of that, so now let's talk about other Taravot. And then let's go over to Dinim Durabanan, of Stam Yenam, and of Pasakun. Everything is just built with a sense of order. So why over here do we have this Mishnah which appears to be totally out of order? The Tirets, how many Terutzim are there in Tosfos? Three. So let's take them one by one. The Tirets, the Hotzoa, Chaviva Leila Akadume, Mishum de Mishna zo shaminan kama dvarim. Hotza'a, v'hachnasa, v'ani, v'ashir, v'yakira v'hanacha, shnayim sh'asua peturim, yado sh'adam chashu v'lo kedalad al dalad, yado sh'adam eno l'orishus harabim v'lo rishus hayachid. I know I switched them, sorry. This is the Gemara that we're going to be learning for the next five blot. Namely, all of this is built into the Mishnah. This isn't just Zriya, Harisha, right? Here we have the Ba Midrasha Chaviva Leila Akduma. Where do we find the makor for such a teretz in Tosfos? Those of you who are Bekim and Medrash. So in the beginning of Shir Hashirim, Ki Tovim Dodecha Miyayin, Chavivin Li Divrei Sofrim Mi Divrei Torah. The Kadosh Baruch Hu loves those things that are learned out from drashos as opposed to simply pshuto shel mikra. And where do we have it in the beginning of a masechta? Not exactly, but black and white in a masechta. No, those who were in YU last year, or were here in Gruz last year. Yevamos. This is Yevamos. This is the first sugya in Yevamos. No, the Gemara asked. We have a list over there of 15 women that have a unique status in terms of their Sarot, in terms of the other woman who was in the house. And the Gemara asks, why in the world does it begin with Bito? It should begin with Achos Isha. That's the source of all these. So it says Kevan da Asya Midrasha Chavivale. You want to say Kulam Nami? No, all the others start with Pshuto Shel Mikra. And here we start with a drasha. So also over here, all the others we have Malacha, something which is clearly defined, and over here we have Midrasha, and we have all the Pratim of the Drasha. So that's, you know, where it's the first Teretz of the Riva. In other words,
yeah. So
But not to this degree. On a particularly on a Doraisa plane. All of these, everything he's talking about over here is to be chayev. He's not even dealing with the Shnayim Arba. He's dealing with the Shnayim. Simply Hotzah and Hachnasa and what is considered, and Akira and Hanacha. Everything on a Doraisa plane, but the Doraisa plane is a Doraisa of Divrei Sofrim. It's a Doraisa with all the Limudim that we have on the Doraisa plane. Fine. Okay, that's Aleph. Moving over to the second teres, name of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam Mefaresh Adavar HaHoveh Ragil Hashas L'Shanos Tchila. Here we have Baba Kama, right? That what is Hoveh about Hotza'ah? Why is Hotza'ah considered to be more Hoveh, more Ragil, more on one's in terms of quantity of Chilul Shabbos? One would find more Chilul Shabbos by Hotza'ah. You're always moving around, A, and B.
Thank you.
You know, I sent you to the Teretz Shemishnayis. The Rambam also has this Teretz. But why? Bidiyuk. The Rambam says, the Tadir Ubayi Kashul Bnei Adam Al Harov She'enam Tzrichim Ba. Here there are two Girsos. The Girsa we have in our Teretz Shemishnayis is L'Klum. The Girsa of Kapach is L'Kalim. It's the same thing. You don't need, if you want to be choresh, you need a hoe. If you want to be zoreya, you need seeds. If you want to be, in other words, everything needs something. You want to be mavir, you need two stones. You need a match. You need some kalim. Here, you don't need anything. It's just you and yourself. You don't need anything, and so therefore people can trip up on it or dupe trip on it much more frequently. Tough. Okay, that's the second teretz. The third teretz, and here we want to spend a little more time, is Od Mefarash Benotam, the Pasach Biyitzios Mishum Deboy Lameimar Lo Yetzei Hachayet B'Machato. Namely, we need what? In a chinami, the Seder is the chronological Seder. Really, the Masechta begins with the second Mishnah. But what do we need? Background material. We need Rekha. We have to know that there is a Malacha of carrying. Why do we have to know that this? What about the next Mishnah? Ain't Sharin Zio? Why do we need a Mishnah in terms of Malabin? Why do we need a Mishnah in terms of if you're talking about Menatomnim? In terms of, I can't understand how this went for hundreds of years. In other words, in the new Oz V'Hadar it says Velo Hamavir Mishum Menatomnim, but in the classic editions it has Velo Hamavir Mishum Ben. It doesn't make any sense. How could people just you know, not corrected for that for hundreds of years? Okay. In any case, what's the rekha needed for over here more than any other malacha? What do you have, mavir or ma'avir?
Mavir.
What?
Ayin after the base.
Fine. That's the way it should be, mavir. But the Gemara that I have in my home, which I gave up on getting from my father-in-law because I was an elder, a bacher, so I went ahead and bought myself a shas. So when I bought myself a shas, the shas has ma'avir, not mavir. Okay. So why over here do we need more of a rekha? What's unique about hotza'ah?
Melacha
grua. Okay, what word does the Ramban use for melacha grua? The Ramban calls this chidush, chidushu, chidushu, and we find in the Ozarua the phrase malacha she'ena chashuva. That fits in what we spoke about last time, that every malacha may need two criteria, mishkan and chashuv, and over here maybe on the level of eno chashuv. And so what we're going really to discuss today is, what is this concept? What is the eno chashuva? May nafgamina that it's eno chashuva. Before doing that, you should be aware that in the Achronim there is a fourth terutz to Tosis's question. Tosis has three terutzim. You saw in the Perush HaMishnayis he has permutations. Right? He has the second terutz first, right? As the that this is Dovar HaHoveh, this is Dovar Tadir, and then he combines the first and the third terutzim that we have over here in Tosfos, that because this is Choviv, therefore Akdume. Namely, we need this introduction. We need the introduction because it comes not as malacha grua, it comes midrasha. This is a unique malacha which we'll learn that from sukkim, etc. And in that respect, it comes first. Putting together the language of the chavivus of the akdume with the fact that we have a chiddush over here, that we have a malacha. But the teretz which is found in the achronim, the I'll give a combination of two achronim, the Gra and the Pnei Yehoshua. The Gra is in the Shnosei Eliyahu, in his Perish on the Mishnayis, but the Shnosei Eliyahu is not brought over here in this Kovetz Mefarshim. But they bring Sefer Chidushi Biuri HaGra. I didn't look introduction where it's from, but this Keta is from the Shnosei Eliyahu. So he asks over here, Ayein Tosos Shehikshu Lama Pasach Biyitzios, V'tirtzu Ma Shetirtzu. Namely, this section of the Shnosei Eliyahu was written by his son within the year of his first year of Avelus over the Gra. Amar Teirutz Acher. Shezei Yadua Didrashos Chazal Miyusadim Ubenuyim Al Torah Shebichsav. Uba Torah Ein Kosov Shum Malacha Shehei Asur Ela Al Yetze Didarshinan Hotza'a. V'lachach lo hitchil ela behotzah shehiksu v'batara lo b'malacha acheres shelo kosa b'tar mefurash shein derech lahaschil meseches ufarish dinei shabbos ma shelo kosa b'tara ikaro. Then we pum fakert of the first teretz of the Riva, that if we have one malacha out of all 39 which is written black and white in the Torah, al yetze, al yotze, ishmi makomo, that's what we're going to start with, and then we're going to move over to the broad concept of malacha. So he was rather v'im tomar hohav ara gamken kosuv batara lo sevaru esh yesh lomad havara lagav yotzos kibul kamon. That the Gemara talks about why havara is unique. So in other words, but over here we don't have a Gemara telling us why hotzah is unique, and so the uniqueness of hotzah is the fact that this is a ferush batara. But the Pnei Yehoshua takes it one step further. Rabbi Adler in YU, his first name, Rav Elchanan Adler, put out a sefer on Hilchos Shabbos, in which he points out the difference between Shabbos of Mara and Shabbos of Aseres Hadibros. Where do we have the pasuk al Yetzei Ishu Mekomo? What parsha? B'shalach. And Malacha is Yisro. So what question is why are we beginning with Hotzah? Torah begins with Hotzah. First we have Parashas B'Shalach that you shouldn't carry them on, and then we move over into Yisro, all the rest. In other words, so the acronym simply, you know, just take a totally different approach to the fact that Hotzah is brought over here in the beginning of the Masechta.
Yesh begins before Hotzah.
Excuse me?
Yesh is before Hotzah.
In other words, Eish is before Hotzah of the Hotzah of the Pasuk that's brought on Perek Hazorik. But we're talking about over here the Pasuk which is quoted in Eruvin, that we'll see in a few minutes, that we have a number of Psukim that deal with Hotzah. And the first Pasuk dealing with Hotzah, Al Yetzei Eish Mekomo, B'Yom HaShabbos, that's the end of Parashas B'Shalach. Okay. So let's move over now to the question of what does it mean to be a malacha grua? What would it mean to be a malacha grua? So Tosus himself explains it in Tosus Maskil Pashat. The hotzah malacha grua hi. What's Tosus's language? Third line. The mali motzi mirushus hayachid lerushut harabim umali motzi mirushus hayachid lerushus hayachid. That's the malacha grua. What do you understand in Tosfos? Mali motzi mirushus hayachid lirushus harabim. Mali motzi mirushus hayachid lirushus hayachid.
The exact same thing in both situations.
The exact same thing in both situations. But let's take it. You're correct. But let's just take it a little sharper. The question that I'm asking was also asked by to a certain degree by the Ramban and by the Tosfos Harosh and by the Ozirua. Namely, they all paraphrase this Tosfos. Right, we're dealing over here with a statement of Rabbeinu Tam. So in terms of what did Rabbeinu Tam mean with the statement, Mali Mali? So we have one understanding that we find in the Ramban and the Tosos Harosh, and another understanding that we have in the Or Zeruah. So let's go in the order. First we'll see the Ramban. The Ramban interprets this statement as follows. Salka daitachamina hotso achidushu. Shebirishus hayachid mutar lisa masa godol. Vim hotzi lurishus harabim ki grogres chayav. Masha einkain shar avos malacha shenan chalukan birishuyos. Ela asuran machmas atzman. Vahoel vachidushu da 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 da. Okay, that's the terminology of the Ramban. We have similarly in the Tosas Harosh a similar terminology. Hotza malacha gruahi ilu hayanose chefetz gadol kol hayom birushus hayachid lo mechayev vilu hotzi ki grogros birushus hayachid roshus harabim mechayev hilkach hutzrach datata. What over here is the understanding of the Ramban and Tosas Harosh of the statement of Rabbeinu Tam? Maybe let's put it just into a framework. If you've learned Hilchos Shabbos in any context, you've learned that every Av Malacha, and we're talking over here about Hotzah, every Av Malacha has a Pu'ula and has a Tachos. And if you do an Av, do the Pu'ula for a different Tachos, that's what we're going to call, according to Moshe Yishon, Malacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. And if you have a different Pu'ula that brings about the same Tachos, that's what we're going to call a tolda. Right? In other words, that we have an av having a pu'ula and a tachlis. There's an act, and then there is a goal. There's a result. There's a purpose, and these two factors are both very important in terms of defining the av. According to the Ramban and Tosas Harosh, is the griusa, is the chidush, is the eina chashuva on the level of the pu'ula, or on the level of the tachlis? What is the Ramban over here and the Tosas Harosh? What are they saying? Again, to read their language. Birshus hayachid muter lisa masa gadol v'yim hotzi l'rishus harabim ki grogres chayav. Ma she'en ken shar malachal she'enan chalukan birshuyos ela isuran machmas atzman. Again. Ilu nosei chefetz gadol kol hayom birshus hayachid lo mechayev. Ilu hotzi ki grogres birshus hayachid l'rishus harabim mechayev. Where is the chisaron, in the pu'ula or in the tachlis? Not a fair question. Okay, maybe we'll start the other side. Let's start. What's the other alternative to explaining Rabbi Notam aside from the Ramban and Tosas Harosh? Who else interpreted? Who else paraphrased Rabbi Notam? The Or Zeruah, right? The Or Zeruah that I printed out for you. The Or Zeruah says the malacha she'ena chashuva hi. That's his terminology. Dima malacha asa shehotziyo mirishus meikara chefetz v'hashtana mechefetz kach pirish Rabbeinu Tam. We have over here two paraphrases of Rabbeinu Tam. One is ma malacha asa hotziyo mirishus meikara chefetz v'hashtana mechefetz.
The Or Zeruah is focusing on the
tachlis
and the.
Ah, okay. So the Or Zeruah is focusing clearly on the tachlis. The tachlis is the result. There is no result over here. What is a result? We're talking about malachos that were done to build a mishkan. There has to be some result. You have to have done something. There has to be some conclusion that you're reaching, some goal. You softened the ground. You've planted something. You've cut something. You've cooked something. In other words, that the chefetz is undergoing a transformation. There's an act of creativity that's involved. You have taken chefetz ayim and raised the ante. You raised its level. That we find by all the malachos here. Meikara chefetz v'hashta chefetz. Nothing meaningfully has changed. Nothing meaningfully has occurred in terms of the result. There's no result of this act. That's the malacha she'ena chashuva. That's the malacha grua. Ma she'en ken, according to Tosfos. New opinion, do you want to follow through?
Tosas Harosh
and the Ramban.
He was focusing, I think, on the act. An outsider would look at carrying something heavy and big as more of work as opposed to
In terms of the act, is there a problem with carrying per se? If I'm in Yankee Stadium and I pick up I don't know, a bleacher, is that what it's called, the seat, you know, like I pick up a bench, right, and I carry it from the outfield all the way into the infield, and I'm sweating bullets. In other words, it's a masa kaved, and it takes me an hour to carry it from the outfield all the way into the infield, and I put it down. I have an akira, I have a hanocha, I have a masa, nothing. I didn't do it. In other words, that's not a malacha, right? But, right? if I put it down outside the door of Yankee Stadium in the parking lot, then now I'm chayav achatos, right? Not only am I chayav achatos for carrying the bench, but if I have a candy bar, Baby Ruth, in my pocket, right? And I carry it out, you know, where it's from, just across the threshold. What's going on over here? And this hotzah is not totally in terms of how much I'm carrying. It's not totally in terms of how long I'm carrying. It's not totally in terms of how far I'm carrying. It's totally purely in terms of a totally external factor, something which is not totally in me at all. Right? In other words, it's totally in this din of rishuyos. What's that do with the world of malacha? Malacha is an act. Here, there is no difference in the act whether I'm carrying in the stadium or I'm carrying outside of the stadium. Mali mirishus hayachid lirishus harabim. Mali mirishus hayachid lirishus hayachid. What over here is unique about this act? What over here is unique about this? So we see over here the Ramban and Tosus HaRosh understood that the chisaron is in the pu'ula, in the act. The Or Zeruah understood that the chisaron is in the tachlis. I haven't accomplished anything. In other words, those are two different. In other words, we're dealing over here with a different focus of the world of on the world of griusa. What exactly is garua over here? Is the griusa that nothing changed in the character of the object, or is the griusa that in terms of the pool of the individual, there's no inner logic? It appears to be totally in something which has nothing to do with the act of the individual, something which comes in totally from left field, from the outside. Rishios is nothing to do with my act. It just happens to be. In other words, in both cases, whether I'm moving the bench from the outfield to the infield, I'm changing the location of the bench. But when I carry the baby Ruth from, and that's not a malacha, when I carry the baby Ruth from the stadium to the parking lot, which could just be a foot or two, well, actually, four. No, just a foot or two. I don't have to carry arba amos if I'm just crossing the threshold. Then that's already it. The moment I stop, you know, it's I stand that I'm chayav skiva. In other words, what over here is that inner logic that is involved. That lechora is what we find over here as the machlokes rishonim as to what did Rabbeinu Tam intend with his mali. We have over here two options as to where to put the focus. What if I'm How is this different from the world of tzeda? What if I trap an animal, right? In other words, this rabbit was running around in my backyard, and by hook and crook, I get him with a carrot to go into my kitchen, and I close the door. Did I change the rabbit? I did change the rabbit. How did I change the rabbit? Well, why is that not a question that Seder is a malacha grua? Nachon. Now I have a chefetz kalu. Now I have a captive rabbit. In other words, I changed the character of the rabbit. This rabbit that used to be this free, happy-go-lucky Bugs Bunny, now he's my pet. In other words, I changed his character. That doesn't apply in the world of Otsah. But every malacha, we have a result. We have a result. I had a free rabbit, now I have a captive rabbit. But here I had previously a baby Ruth, and now I have a baby Ruth. I had a bench, and I have a bench. I didn't change anything regarding the character of the chayfetz. That's Rabbeinu Tam's understanding. The understanding of the Ramban and Tosas HaRosh is that in terms of the pu'ula of the individual, there appears to be no difference at all whether I'm doing a malacha, whether I'm or not doing malachim. There appears to be no inner logic. The whole difference is a question of rishuyos, and rishuyos have nothing to do with the act, nothing to do at all with the act, with the pu'ula, nor with the tachlis. So what exactly is the malacha? Yes?
We made a distinction between the rabbit and the tzav. Now you have a rabbit inside,
no, that's not the difference. The rabbit inside is not a mochav tzeda. The tzeda is that he is kalu. In other words, if the inside is as big as the outside and he can run around and I can't catch him inside, he's also there's no iser of tzeda. Tzeda means that I can reach him to shchiya achas, right? In other words, tzeda means that he has to be caught. He has to be currently under human control. Human control means to a degree of human control. Right. Yes. Okay. In other words, but there is such a distinction. Okay. So here we have then this concept of malacha grua. Again, that we could call malacha sheina chashuva. We can call it malacha schidush. But my nafkamina that we have malacha grua. So within Tosfos, well, this how did this answer the reverse question? According to Benutam, because it's a malacha grua, therefore, if we're going to have a mishnah telling us al yetzei chayat b'machato, what do we need before that? We need the background that this is considered to be a malacha, that even though the machat, the chayat's not changing the character of the machat, the pula itself is without a certain inner logic, b'cholzot it's aser. That's the reason why we have our mishnah, because this is a malacha grua. Everyone understands that dying is a malacha. I mean, dying, changing color, right? Everyone understands that cooking is a malacha. So there we don't need introductions. Hotzah, we have a chiddush. That's A. The Tosfos has a whole litany, a whole list of issues that this solves, calling this malacha grua. Now, we haven't only answered the question of the riva, but also what other questions have we answered? Let's look in Tosfos. Tema l'ri, Tosfos Pasha. Amai tzarach l'misnei tarte, d'ani u'debal habayis. V'chein b'rei shvuas, m'foresh b'gemara, shtayim d'ani u'debal habayis, mashayach l'kroso shtayim. Mali ani, mali ashir. We're talking about one malacha called hotza'ah. Hotza'ah means taking something from Rishus HaYachid and putting it in Rishus HaRabim, right? An akira in Rishus HaYachid and a hanacha in Rishus HaRabim. And we're counting two forms of hotza'ah. One of the rich person and one of the poor person. What difference does it make where this person happens to be standing? The rich person is standing in his house, he picks up an item, and he hands it to the ani standing outside. That's the hotza'ah of the ashir. The poor person puts his hand in the house, takes the object from the rich person, and brings it out to himself. That's the hotza'ah of the ani. These are counted in the Mishnah as shtayim. These are considered to be two forms of hotza'ah. Why in the world are these two forms of hotza'ah? What's the difference? You have in the two of them, you have an akira in Rishus HaYachid and a hanacha in the Rishus HaRabim. My nafkamina, where the person happens to be standing when he's doing the akira and the hanacha. Why call that two? Why call that two? Isn't it conceptually one? So Tosfos says that because it's a malacha grua, v'nira l'ri, right? The itzdrech shrina mishun da'otza malacha grua. And that's why we need it. Lo hayve gamrinan hotzah da'ani mi bal habayis lo bal habayis mi ani. Why couldn't you have learned it? I mean, you know, you wouldn't have figured it out? That if I would have told you that a person standing inside picks up an object and hands it to someone standing outside, you wouldn't have understood from that someone's outside and he picks up an object from inside and takes it out, that he's chayev? Aren't they both hotza'ah? What over here is Tosfos saying? Are they really the same? No, Max. How? What distinction do you see?
I mean, other than the obvious, it's two different. Although it's the same act of transferring something from one.
So, in what way is it different? If it's the same act, why do we need the mission to tell us? We wouldn't have learned. You know, what Tosfos is saying, had we only had one of those mentioned in the Mishnah, we wouldn't have known the other one. Yes?
They are fundamentally the same, but since Hotzah is we need such a precise definition when it comes to Hotzah because it's so, because the Malach is Ruah, we're going to need to define it.
That's not what Tosfos says. I don't think that's what Tosfos says. Tosfos says that because we have over here this malacha grua, there really is something fundamentally unique about one of these two cases. Yes?
One was done in the Mishkan and one was not done in the Mishkan.
That's unclear because we're going, Tosfos then continues. V'teida mid'itzrich trei kroi b'hotzah k'denafkon b'reish hazorek mi'v'yakalei ha'am e'havi v'sof perakama de'eru v'nafkai mikro achrina darshina al yetze ish me'makomo al yotzi v'hosan pirashi v'haynu mishum de'malacha gruahi itzrich travayu chad lo'ani v'chad lo'ashir. So it appears that we have both of them that we're already, we have two psukim. We need a pasuk for the ani and a pasuk for the ashir. Which pasuk is which is a question. You know, I'm not. I can. But what is unique? Let's start with the ani. Okay, we're dealing with hotzah. The ani puts his hand through the window into the house, picks up an item. Would you define that already as an akira? Yeah, I would define that as an akira. Let's take the ashir. He's in the house. He picks up an item. Is that an akira? He's in his own rishus. What? He's not allowed to pick up an object in his own rishus. And it's the ani is beginning a malacha. The ani is beginning a malacha the moment he picks it. He's standing rishus harabim. He's beginning a malacha. The moment that he passes the window, he has already completed the malacha. Namely, his malacha is not when he puts it in his pocket. His malacha is, he did the akira when he picked it up, and the hanacha, if we're going to see that the yad is considered to be an area of hanacha. The moment his hand left the window, even though he's over here, that's already his hanacha. Now he puts it in his pocket. In other words, we have a malacha, and then a period of time where it's post-malacha. By the ashir, pumfaker. We have this period, by the time he picks it up until he gets to the window, he didn't do anything. He's perfectly fine. He's mekayim. There's not even an akira. When is he doing the akira? When he's about to, in other words, when he's taking it up to, in other words, a second before he hits the window, we could speak about then that we have the akira. And when is the hanacha? Only when he puts it in the ani's hand. Namely, his, in other words, we have over here two malachos that have an akira, a ha'avara, and a hanacha, but they're not equal. They're equivalent, but they're not equal. We have one person doing something totally beheter, and then at some point the malacha enters in, but it's not concluded until it hits the ani's hand. Masha'en came by the ani, his malacha began immediately and stopped at a certain point. In other words, that we have over here, if we would have had the din of ani, we would not necessarily have known the din of ashir. We would have said, maybe over here there's no akira, because he's allowed to carry a rishus hayachid. Yes, I'm sorry, Yoni.
Why is the ani's akira asur before he brings it back outside? I mean, couldn't the ani be okay, but then put it down, also rishus hayachid also? Isn't the ani's akira also totally on him bringing it back?
It's, in other words, the ani's akira already has a potential for malacha. We view it as an akira. It could be an akira that'll be an akira akara. A false alarm.
You could put it down.
But the akira, if we're going to ask when was the akira, clearly it was when he picked it up. It wasn't later on. In other words, we're going to have to see what he does. If he picks it up and puts it down, so then he didn't made an akira, but that doesn't apply. That there's no malacha involved. Even there's not even a that's muta legat.
It's the exact same as the akira the balabais.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Wouldn't that then be dependent on the kavanah of the balabais?
Not so much his kavanah. That's a question of misasek. When we move into the world of kavanah, a person has kavanah, doesn't have kavanah. That's the question, is he doing malacha or misasek? What you're pointing out is that we're going to have to view an entire picture to understand. We know we can't determine the malacha until we're doing the process. We can't determine the malacha until the process comes to some conclusion, and then we'll see, what do we have over here in this process? Do we have the stages? What I'm pointing out is that by the ashir, the process doesn't begin immediately. The process doesn't begin immediately. The usher is allowed to walk around with something in his pocket in the house the whole time. He's walking around. When he passes through the door or the window, then retroactively we're going to say retroactively to when. Again, lemaisa barer they're both chayev. But Tosus is pointing out that we have over here the moment that we're dealing with a person in a location, depending as to which location he's in, it will change the nature of the akira, it will change the nature of the hanacha, and kamash malan, that both of these are osir. Kamash malan, that each of these has the status of a hotza. We could have thought maybe hotza is only for the ani, where even the beginning is considered to be a bona fide akira, and hachnasa, maybe that's only for the ashir. Maybe when the ashir does a hotza'ah, that would be drabanan. Maybe when an ani does a hachnasa, that would be drabanan. Namely, that there is room to distinguish between the two. Yes, Yosef?
Doesn't the akira have to be amenas lehotzi? Doesn't the akira have to be adas lehotzi?
Coming to that. Okay. Everyone is asking very fine questions. We'll learn the sugyas in terms of... All I'm pointing out is that Tosis is making a certain assumption that we couldn't have learned the ani for the ashir. Just trying to give some flesh and bones to what Tosis is saying, in order just to understand that there are over here distinctions. In terms of exactly what we're going to need in order to get to the world of Malacha, and then we're going to have to decide for ourselves what are the roles of the Akira, the Havara, and the Hanacha. Do we need a Havara b'tnai? We have an Akira and Hanacha. Do we need an Akira b'tnai? In other words, are we dealing over here with that which we would call the Iker of the Malacha and that which we would call the necessary conditions, like Kavana? Or are we talking over here about a Malacha having equal weights on two sides? That, in other words, we're going to have to discuss, as well as the issue of how this works together with Chatzi Shir. In other words, is Chatzi Shir and Chatzi Malacha, are they one and the same or not? All I'm trying to do is just point out that which we take for granted, the moment that we're dealing with a normal Malacha, so all of these things fall off. In other words, my nafgamina in a regular Malacha, whether someone is planting because he's standing in the field, or someone's throwing a seed out of a window onto the ground, or someone's eating watermelon, my nafgamina, the bottom line is that the seed is hitting the ground and being covered by the ground due to his act, right? So that's a Malacha. The issues are basically side issues. Did he intend it? Did he not intend it? Was it a grumma? Was it psikresha? Etc. But the malacha, the act, is the same act. Here, the act takes a different nature depending as to whether we're dealing with the ani or the ashir. Whether we're dealing with the person in the house, we're dealing with the person outside of the house. At what point does the act begin? From when does the clock begin ticking in terms of the time? That's what Tosfos points out. And therefore, so it says we have these two psukim. Okay, just have by a vote. If you have these two psukim, one is al yetzei ish mimakomo, that Chazal read al yotzi ish mimakomo. Certainly there's a din of tchumen. Everyone agrees there's a din of tchumen. I shouldn't say that. There are tanoim who say there's a din of tchumen which is learned out midoraisa from this pasuk. And then we learn out two things from the pasuk, the al yetzei and the al yotzi. There are tanoim who say, no, there's no din of tchumen midoraisa, and this is purely an al yotzi ish mimakomo. That's a drasha and eruvin. Then we have the drasha we're going to see a little later on in the Perek HaZorek, where we have people bringing their nedavos from the Rishus HaYochid, from their individual homes, to the Machane Leviya, where Moshe Rabbeinu was, along with the Gizbarim, and that had the status of Rishus HaRabim. So we have two psukim that deal with Hotza'ah. Which of these psukim, according to Tosfos, would deal with the Hotza'ah of the Ani, and which with the Hotza'ah of the Ashir? No, by hands. Who views over here the Al Yetzei as dealing with the Ashir? Raise your hand. One. Who views it with the Ani? Raise your hand. None. What about the other 14 people in the shir? What about the drasha? Okay, think about it. Okay. Echshaloyeh tells us in a number of places, both here and in Psachim and in Daf Tzadivav, says, oh, we need two psukim because we have the ani and the ashir. Can I tell us it was clear which of these two psukim apply to which? Okay, so because it's Malacha Grua, A, we have our Mishnah. Right, we have our Mishnah because it's a Malacha Grua. Otherwise, we would know that the Chayot can't go without introduction. Because of the Malacha Grua, we have the Shnayim Sheim Arba, the Ani and the Ashir. Because it's a Malacha Grua, according to us, we have two Psukim. We have two Psukim. What else? Because it's a Malacha Grua, the Chaim, the Chol Todos the Avos Malachos Lo Chinon Shiyeheba Mishkan Elo Avos Bilvad. The toldos the hotza'ah be'inon sheyehei ba'mishkan, black and white Mishnah. Why is the Moshit v'zorek chayav? So the Mishnah says, shekach hayisa avodas halaviyim. Who needs that? We have the same result of an object being moved from place to place with a different form of an act. That's a classic tolda. But that's a classic tolda of a classic av. But if we're dealing with a non-classic av, then we need a stronger connection to the world of Shabbos than classic, than normally. Normally, in other words, if we want to know what's the status of electricity, so we'll call it a tolda de bona, we'll call it a tolda de mavir, machokas chazonish, and Rav Shlomo Zalman, but we have no problem calling it a tolda, even though clearly it wasn't in the Mishkan. However, in the world of displacement, I don't know what to call hotzah, in the world of moving objects, if something wasn't in the Mishkan, it's not going to make it over the raf of being a tolda. That's a chiddush, because we're dealing with an unusual form of malacha. So even the tolda makes sense, particularly according to the Or Zeruah, according to the Ramban. Why would you need this extra connection? It fits according to both of them, but according to them, does it fit in better?
Ramban?
I would say according to the Or Zeruah, what Finney pointed out was the chisaron is in the tachlis. What connects the tolda to the av? You have the same tachlis. But over here, we don't have a tachlis to begin with. You're correct, Max, as well. It fits in according to Ramban as well. But I think it's even sharper according to the Or Zeruah. We don't have a tachlis. So what's a tolda with the same tachlis? The same non-tachlis? In other words, so we need also that it be in the Mishkan to be considered to be a tolda. Yes?
Just going back to the Or Zeruah, a previous question. The question was, why do you need the Ani and the Usher?
Yes.
According to Ramban, we had an answer because there's different Mishriyos. Because there was rural where there's no difference, why couldn't you learn the Ani from the Usher? And
I think it would still not, it wouldn't apply as, again,
the result is exactly the same.
Right. In other words, it wouldn't be a sharp, but you could still say that we have over here this unusual malacha, correct. Okay. Finally, what we do find in three places is one taking things even one step further. We find this in the Ramban, we find it in the Tosfos HaRosh, and we find it in Tosfos on Daf Tzadi Vav Amid Beis, black and white. So let's see it in Tosfos. Let's move over for a minute to Daf Tzadi Vav Amid Beis. The Gemara asks the question. Top line of Daf Tzadi Vav Amid Beis. Mechti Zrika, which is the subject of the first Mishnah of the 11th Perek of Shabbos, Tolda de Hotzaihi. Hotza'a Gufa Hecha Ksiva. Hotza'a Gufa Hecha Ksiva. What's strange about that question?
No other av
do we have such a question. We don't start off by metomnin mechti. Tatmana is a drabanan of Bishul. Bishul gufa hechiksiva. We don't find, you know, it's in Habona. Bona, you know, it's gufa hechiksiva. Why is he asking this question? Where do we need a pasuk for? It says Tosfos, afa gav shahayisaba mishkan. Kido amar, heim ho ridu krashim me agala. And basically, we pointed out what defines a mishkan. Have a mishkan chashiva kari le'av. Mikom akum ilav dechsiv lo have mechayev ve'ala. Lefisha malacha grua he could rashdi le'el. Right. This is the fifth nafkamina. One is the need for the first mishnah. Second is the need for ani and ashir. Third is the need for two psukim. Fourth is the need for the tolda to be in the mishkan. But fifth, the need for a pasuk altogether. Forget about two psukim. The need for a pasuk. Why do you need a pasuk? Why can't Hotzah just be an av malacha? Because it was in the Mishkan. That's all. The same way that Zriya and Harisha and Bishul, they're all avos because they were in the Mishkan. They have no psukim for any of them. Why over here do we even we need one pasuk? Forget about two psukim. So our Tosfos doesn't bring this as a connected with Hotzah Grua. But we find it here in Tosfos Daf Tzadi Vav Amud Beis. We have it over here in the Tosfos HaRosh, that therefore, Teida de Malacha Gruahi. I'll prove to you it's Malacha Gruah, says Tosfos HaRosh. The Rishar Malachos Lotzrichinam Kra. Elakol Shay said the Mishkan, Malacha Surah Vishabas. Ula Hotzah Matrichinam Kra, Lakama Perakazorik. Okay, that he, so he adds that in, and Huadin, the Ramban also brings that in as a teda. The Balei Tosfos brought a raya that it's hotza grua. I mean, the lo gamrina le mishkan. The fact that we're not from the mishkan per se. V'havadei hotza hayesab in mishkan. V'lo lamdu amisham kamosh lamdu lamed ches malchus anisharos. Right? But they ask, what's the makar of hotza? So kanereh was malcha grua. Okay, all of this is our starting off point. Hotza starts off being a malcha grua. Our question is, once we have the pasuk in Daf Tzadi Vav Amud Beis, once we have the two psukim for the Ani and the Ashir, once we already know that all the toldos are toldos because they were in the Mishkan, does that bring Hotza'ah back to being a malacha? Namely, the fact that Hotza'ah, at first glance, prima facie, is a malacha grua, that we've seen the Rishonim take that quite strongly. The question is, once it's already here, once it's already on the table, once it's counted in the Mishnah, in the Daf and Gimel Beis, does it have the status of malacha with all the dinim of malacha? Namely, it started off on the left foot. But okay, it started off on the left foot. That's, you know, so it came to teach us that even things start off on the left foot can be, you know, where it's, you can rise all the way to being a d'oraisa. But is it an Iser d'oraisa on Shabbos, or is it a full fledged malacha, bottom line? That is a machlokes rishonim. Machlokes between whom and whom? I'm asking, once already we have all of our psukim, once already we have all of our mishnayos, once already we have all of these, all the support system that we needed for Hotza'ah to bring it into the world of being on the level of a doraisa for an ani, for an osher, etc. Now, bottom line, is it a full-fledged malacha, or is it still going to be a step malacha, a malacha grua? Is malacha grua a havamina, a reason for all of these supports, but once we have all these supports, that turns it into a malacha, or is it always going to remain a malacha grua with halacha lemaisa ramifications? So, yes?
Ramban and Tosfos?
It's a machlokes, Ramban, and which Tosfos? Yes, it is a machlokes. You're 100% correct. The Ramban, black on white, says that it is a malacha. He points out, V'i kashalach, if you want to say, after we have all of these supports, imkein lema delogav yatzas, maybe it's really not a malacha. Maybe it's just an Isur d'oraisa on Shabbos. Vazhara shamanu. Onish menayin. Who says it's going to be a din of skila, of kares? Yesh chalahashiv, kevan shayesa b'mishkan. Vashkechon dekapet alei rachmana belav. Vazhira la rachmana. Once already we have it, all these psukim, and the Torah says it's asar, and it was in the Mishkan. Hadra lechlal shar kol malacha shay b'mishkan. It returns to being a full-fledged malacha. That's the Ramban's understanding of this shita of Rabbeinu Tam. The shita malacha grua is why you need the support system. Once you have the support system, then already it's a full-fledged malacha. However, comes the Tosfos HaRosh, and he says, not that way. He says that after bringing in the entire support system, then he says, V'od amrina b'pirka kama de yom tov. He brings the Gemara in Deya, Eruv v'hotza'ah l'shabbos. There's a Deya in the Tanoim that the whole din of Eruv tchumim, and the whole din of hotza'ah, Yisur of carrying, is only on Shabbos. Ein Eruv v'hotza'ah l'yom tov. V'haynu taima, mishum de'ena chashuva malacha. because Hotzah isn't a malacha. Ubi Yom Tov Ksiv Lo Sase Malacha. If you're going to transfer from Shabbos to Yom Tov, you can transfer malachos from Shabbos to Yom Tov. You can't transfer Stami Surim. And since over here, says Tosfos HaRosh, we have this malacha grua, this malacha grua is also on Shabbos. We have a drasha, al yetzi, al yotzi. We have a drasha on Daf Tzadi Vav Amid Beis, vayikolei ha'amei havi. However, that drasha just says it's aser, doraisa. But who says that it's going to be aser on yantif? Only malachos are aser on yantif. And this, says Tosfos HaRosh, this is malacha grua. It's not a malacha. So we have over malachos rishonim. Pashtus, yes. Well, that's an excellent question. It's a very, very good question. So he will tell you that we have over here malacha and malacha. All men were created equal, but some are more equal than others, right? All malachos are malachos, but some are more equal than others. This is a malacha grua. But the malacha grua, according to Tosfos HaRosh, has ramifications. Just start off. Let's look over there a minute on the Gemara on Daf Tzadi Vav Amid Beis. No. We paskin yesh eruv v'hotza'a l'yam tov. We paskin that hotza'a is aser mida araisa on yantif. But on yantif we have a din of ochel nefesh. Only meleches avoda is aser. Ochel nefesh is mutar. And then we have a din of hoil. Once you can cook for ochel nefesh, you can now cook even not for ochel nefesh, as long as it's something which is needed by everyone, right? That's all problem taking a hot shower on Yom Tov. Once we can carry for ochel nefesh, hoil we can carry even for not for ochel nefesh. But our starting off point is that hotzah applies to Yom Tov, but we have this heter of ochel nefesh, and the heter of ochel nefesh is expanded. According to Tosfos HaRosh,
doesn't hold like that.
According to Tosfos HaRosh, you'd be able to carry for no reason on Yom Tov, right? In other words, because there's no malacha at all. Even if you're not carrying a sitter to shul, you're just carrying a sitter to the park to make yourself look frum. Right? In other words, you could do that. You could do that on Yom Tov, not necessarily a sitter, but a vavli. I don't know, whatever would make you look frum. You'd be allowed to do that on Yom Tov because you don't need the hoil, since it's mutter for ochel nefesh. Therefore, it's mutter for other purposes. There's simply no malacha of hotzah on Yom Tov. What? And the Rambam as well, but in other words, we'll see why in a minute. We pointed out, and this Yeshaya got, in other words, pointed out that even though the pasuk of Al Yetze Al Yotzi is a very easy drasha, right? Just a question of Kri Yuksiv, in other words, it's a question that Al Yetze lends itself to two interpretations. However, the Gemara over here that learns out Hotza'ah as an Iser from the Psukim beginning of Vayakel. The question, what exactly over here is the drasha? So you saw we have a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos and the Ramban, and on one hand, and the Rach, and Rabbeinu Hananel on the other hand. If you look over here in our Gemara, the girsa is that of Rashi. Amar Rav Yochan, Amar Kra, Vayetzav Moshe, Vayaviru Kol Bamachane. And what does this call say? All right, so we have on the side of the Gemara in Oz v'Hadar the rest of the pasuk. Leimor, Ish v'Isha Yasu od Malacha l'Trumas Hakodesh vayikolei ha'am mehavi. How do we see from this pasuk that there's an Iser of Hotzah on Yantif? So the Gemara says as follows: Moshe heichon have Yosef machen Levia umachen Levia rishus harabim havoi v'kamaluhu Yisrael lo lefiku al taviu v'teisu mirishus hayachid didchulu rishus harabim. What's the problem with this drasha? Who says that this pasuk was said on Shabbos? There are 7 days of the week. Why set up this pasuk on Shabbos? The pasuk doesn't say anything at all about Shabbos. Vayetzav Moshe vayaviru kol b'machane leimor ish v'yishayasu od malacha l'trumas hakodesh vayikolei ha'am me'avi. It says nothing at all about Shabbos. So that's the Gemara asks. Yimayde b'Shabbos koi, dima b'chol koi, umishum d'shlim le'i malacha. Moshe, at some point on Wednesday, Moshe Rabbeinu saw that there was enough stuff and said, "Dai, enough." Right? And that was it on Wednesday. Nothing to do with the malacha. K'dichsiva malacha adhay dayam. That fits. That's pshuto shel mikra. So Gemara says, "Gomar ha'avara ha'avara miyom kipurim. K'siv ha'cha ve'viru kol b'machanu. K'siv ha'asam ve'avarta shofar trua. Mala halan de shofar trua is biyom asur. Is on a day that it would be asur to do malacha. So here also, af b'yom asur, it's a day that it's asur du malacha. Since this is not Yom Kippur, so kanareh it's Shabbos. And if it's Shabbos, we see that there's an iser of malacha on Shabbos. That's the way Rashi learns. What do we see? We see that hotza is asur. That's all we see. Do we see that hotza is a malacha? We say no. Al taviyu. Moshe Rabbeinu said to them on Shabbos, al taviyu. We see that hotza is asur. Nothing more than that. We can say that since it was done in the Mishkan, and we have over here a pasuk, it's a malacha. But that's not black and white in the pasuk. But what's Rabbeinu Chananel? Rabbeinu Chananel doesn't have all this whole sugya. He simply says just a pasuk. Vayetzav Moshe ve'iru kol b'machaneh. And Lemor, Ish v'Yisha Yasu od Malacha l'Trumas Hakodesh v'Yikol Eha Amei Havi. What's the pasuk teaching from Rabbeinu Chananel? That v'Yikol Eha Amei Havi is a malacha. That's it. That's the pasuk. This happened really on Tuesday. It happened really on Thursday. But the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu said Al Yasu od Malacha, and people stopped carrying, what do we see? Carrying is a malacha. No, that's it. In other words, we're nothing to do with Shabbos. I mean, the Easter is on Shabbos, but the pasuk is talking on Thursday, on Wednesday, on Tuesday. Who cares? But Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them, don't do that which would be considered to be a malacha, and they stop carrying. Kanereh, that malacha is carrying. So if you learn Rabbeinu Chananel, do we have our hakira? What's the status of hotza? No, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, clearly, what? Clearly, it's a malacha. Clearly, that's the pasuk is teaching us that it's a malacha. There's no question the pasuk is teaching, like the Ramban says. That's the Rambam in the Perish HaMishnayos. You're looking for Rabbeinu Chananel's girsa. That's the Rambam had Rabbeinu Chananel's girsa in front of him. That's what he said. Ta'am Sheni, why is this Mishnah here? Lulamdeinu shehi malacha. Afal pi shenira mimena, even though we could say shnayim shem arba ena malacha, alkenik dima lahazir lefi shehi midrasha asya, kamoshi yizvoyer. What's the drasha? Ish ve'isha al yasu od malacha l'trumas hakodesh ve'ikol yom mehavi labmadnu ki havasam mashay meviim tikorei malacha. Rabbeinu Chananel, the Rambam learned like Rabbeinu Chananel, therefore he says it's a malacha. We open up the Rambam Hilchos Shabbos Perek Yud Beis, and the Rambam tells us black on white in halacha ches hotzah v'hachnasa mirishus l'rishus malacha me'avos malachosu. It's a malacha, right? Harehu Omer Batorah, Ish v'Isha Yasu Od Malacha Trumas Hakodesh Vayikolei HaAmeyavi. Holamadata Shava Malacha Korilei. This is Rabbeinu Chananel. The Rambam quotes Rabbeinu Chananel in the Perish of Mishnayos. Rambam quotes Rabbeinu Chananel in the Mishnah Torah. The Rambam is telling us black on white that Hotzah is a bona fide Malacha. We need a support system. Okay, that's a Hava Mina. Without all the Psukim, we would have thought it maybe we need a Chiddush. But once we have all the Psukim, it's a Malacha Gemura, like the Ramban. However, Tosas Harash says not that way. Tosas Harash says this is the makar. If you learn like Rashi, all we know is that it's Asur Daraisa. We don't know it's a malacha. We just know that it's Asur Midaraisa. So then you have opened the possibility of saying it's not a malacha. Okay. Let me ask you. The fact that something is going to be mutar on Yantif, Tosas Harash links that because it's not a malacha. Hotzah is mutar on yantif because it's not a malacha. Could there be another reason why hotzah is mutar on yantif? Namely, we have, the Tosas Harash points out, we have this machokas tanoim, whether hotzah is mutar on yantif or hotzah is asur on yantif. To say it's asur on yantif, it's asur on Shabbos, it's asur on yantif. Say it's mutar on yantif, kanir eh, says Tosas Harash, it's not a malacha. If it's a malacha, it should be asur on Shabbos and asur on yantif. If it's mutar on yantif, kanareh it's not a malacha. That's Tosas Harash's proof. Is that the only way of understanding? Could you come perhaps to a different makar for the heter of carrying on yantif? Yes, Chaim. This is the Ramban I sent you to in Vayikra. The Ramban over there is bedayek time after time after time. Poor Rashi. Rashi said that in Yantif you can't do malacha savoda, so Rashi gets involved with Rabbanans. Rashi has the right to bring in drashos of Chazal wherever he may want to on his Perush on Chumash. He had his own methodology of how to teach Jews what halacha is, and he used Chumash as a beautiful tool. However, the Ramban wants to get to Pshuto Shel Mikra, and the Ramban says no. We have to look at the psukim in the Torah. The psukim in the Torah distinguish between Shabbos and Yantif. Shabbos, what's asur is kol melacha. And yontif, meleches avoda. What is meleches avoda? What category is meleches avoda? Says the Ramban, it's to exclude ochel nefesh. That Chazal already said. How does meleches avoda exclude ochel nefesh? What is there in the dictionary meaning of the phrase meleches avoda that would exclude ochel nefesh? So let's just read the lines in the Ramban, and I would like you to contextualize them, interpret them for me, between what and what is he distinguishing. So we open up the Parashas Emor, Perek Kaf Gimel. We have this humongous Ramban, Kol Meleches Avoda. And I'm just going to read a short part, but he repeats this concept a number of times. Avol Perish Meleches Avoda, Kol Melecha She'ena Letzorech Ochel Nefesh, Ki'inyan She'ne'emar, Sheishis Yamim Ta'avod, V'yasisa Kol Melechtecha, U'bechol Avoda Basodeh, Va'avadatam Uzratam, V'kayin Haya Oved Adama, Umalachashi beochel nefesh, he meleches hana'a, lo meleches avoda. What over here is this distinction of the Ramban? If you were to be writing an English translation of the Ramban, how would you distinguish between meleches avoda and meleches hana'a? Meleches avoda includes zriya, harisha, katsira, etc. Meleches hana'a is ochel nefesh. What over here, which two phrases would you use from your Adam Smith knowledge of the world of capitalism, or from current economic terminology in the world? What is yes?
Blue collar and white collar.
Relatively, but that's not what he's going beyond that. Meleches avoda, what's the common denominator? In other words, what's kayin, haya oved adama? Kol meleches basode, va'avadatam, uzratam, what are we...
Manual labor.
Not only manual, that's it was blue collar. We're dealing with production, producing food. Producing food, that is meleches avoda. But that which is involved in consuming food, right? There's production and there's consumption, right? There's production and there's consumption. That which is involved in the process of production, that, in other words, on Shabbos, we have both production and consumption. Cooking is considered to be part of the process of consumption, not production. Production means producing the raw materials. Taking those raw materials and bringing them to the table, that's part of the world of consumption. Are we dealing in the field or in the kitchen? Field melachos are production. Kitchen melachos are consumption. Meleches avoda are the kayin haya oved adama. He's out in the field. Those melachos are asur on yontif as well. But coming into the kitchen, the consumption, the meleches hanoa, right? The hanoa, the person is going to consume, he's going to be nana, that's mutar on yontif. What question do we have about hotzah? Where do we put it? Where does hotzah fit in? Because hotzah is the boundary between the field and the kitchen, right? We're moving from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid. Is that the end of the process of production, or is that the beginning of the process of consumption? That could be the source of the machlokas, whether yesh hotzah ve'eruv liyantov or ein hotzah ve'eruv liyantov. Not necessarily a question of whether hotzah is melacha grua or not. Nothing to do with that. But simply within the world of Yontif, where we have this Rubicon between production and consumption, what happens when you cross the Rubicon? Have you completed the production? Are you beginning the consumption? So we understand why there would be a Machlokas Tainoim. I heard that from Avuchinstein. I think it's very, very Avuchinstein-like. Okay, so that's what we have over here within the world of Hotzah. However, what I did, I sent you to an Acharon who also makes a very powerful nafkemina halacha lemaisa from the fact that Hotzah is what we call a malacha grua. Which Acharon is that? The Chayyadav, quoted by the Mishnah Brura. Fascinatingly, not brought in the Shulchan Aruch previously. We have this din of Maisa Shabbos. What is the status of that which was done? A malacha that was the result of malacha that was done by a Jew on Shabbos. Bina Malacha Doraisa, Bina Malacha Drabonon, etc., etc. So we have three Machlokes Tanoim, Rav Yochanan Asandler, Rav Yehuda, and Rav Meir. What is the status of that object? Is it Aser Olamis for everyone? Is we distinguish between the person who did it and the person, other people? Do we distinguish between Shogeg and Mezid? Three Machlokes Rishonim. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like Rav Yehuda, and comes along the Chayei Adam and says, that din, that Maisa Shabbos, done the Mezid, is also for everyone. In other words, B'chdei Sheyasu, etc., and the Shogeg would be also for that person. That's only by a classic Malacha. But by Hotza'ah, yeah, if you were Motzi, you could be Nehena Me'ikar Hadin. In other words, that you could be Nehena. The Chayadim raises this as a trial balloon and then shoots it down. But it's Kedai to be Machmir on Hotza'ah like all Isurim. What phrase does the Chayei Adam use to describe Hotza'ah? He says that Hotza'ah is Aval Hamotzi Mirishus L'Rishus Shironishtana Hadovar Mikmos Shehaya da. Is that the Orzarua, or is that Tosas HaRosh and the Ramban? Certainly the Orzarua. But the question is, what does it mean, Hadavar? If Hadavar means the Chayfetz, that's clearly the Orzarua. What else could Hadavar mean? Shonishtana Hadavar? You didn't do anything. Onishtana Hadavar. You haven't accomplished anything. In other words, it's the language of the Chayei Adam sort of. 90% it's like the Orzarua. But here, he doesn't use the word Chayfetz, he uses the word Davar. Rav Moshe Shapiro points out that Hebrew is the only language in which an item, an object, is called a davar, from Lashon of Dibur, hu amar vayehi. In other words, we view every item as being a manifestation of the Dibur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only in Hebrew do we have that. Okay. But over here, davar could mean an object, or it could mean hadavar, the entirety that exists within the world of Hotza'ah. What's fascinating is that even though the Chayei Adam appears to say this on his own, it's a svara, right? That where do we have a din of Maisa Shabbos when we have something, when we have a real pu'ula, a real tachas, we're missing that, maybe there's no Maisa Shabbos, should be aware that the Rashba says this in the end of Shabbos, in Daf Kuf Lamed Amud Beis, the Rashba quotes Mori Harav. The Rashba had two Rebbeim. One of them was the Ramban, and the other? Excellent. And the Rav, three Rebbeim. He has the Ramban and the Ra'ah and Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah was also one of the Rebbeim of the Rashba. Dafka over here, this is quoted by the name of Harav HaChassid by other Rishonim. That's
Daf is Kuf.
Kuf Lamed Amud Beis. Kuf Lamed Amud Beis. It's in the middle of a paragraph. In this edition, in the Masar HaKok edition, it's where footnote 51 is. Umori Harav Kosav Bihilchosav. Just skipping down a little. That he says, Avo Havoas Kalim, Vaochen Mirishus Lirishus, Vadai Lomitsiri, Bahavoasan, Kevan Shalonis Chacha Behen Hachana Bishabas, Lafika Chachmiru, da. In other words, he says, certainly there's no din of Maisa Shabbos by Hotza'ah because. We have no creativity that's involved in carrying things, and so there's nothing to aser. In other words, what do you aser? You aser that result that came about because of the Maaseh Shabbos. Here we have no result. Okay, we'll stop over here. What I'd like to do for next time, if you could pass these out, Yosef, just take one for myself. What? You can turn it off. Yeah. I'd like to next time is talk about Hotza'ah and Hachnasa. Right? Up to now we've only spoken about Hotza'ah. But we find that